Hello.
Hi, may I please speak to Mr. Frank?
You're speaking to him.
Hi, Mr. Frank. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm just giving a follow-up call that you have spoken to two of my, coordinators. You spoke to Mimi and you also spoke to Dean in regards to coming over to our agency?
I was just calling around to see a couple of agencies. So, yeah, I did call.
Got it. Is there something specific that you wanted to know or something that we can do?
It was like the hours. How are they managed?
So the hours are basically determined by the insurance. So the insurance would do the assessment. Let's say, for example, if you had a change in condition and you wanted an increase of hours, your service coordinator would be able to, like if you put in a request, the service coordinator will be able to go to your home and do an assessment for more hours.
Right. Well, I'm waiting on her to come out.
In order for
me to get more hours.
Did you inform her of that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did she mention that she will do an assessment? Because usually that's what they'll do. They'll schedule something and then they'll do a reevaluation.
She's going to come out and go through the whole process again about getting more hours.
Got it. Okay. So are you still interested in coming?
So I'm just calling around to make sure, you know, because just you have to excuse my stuttering. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry.
The company I am with now is giving me problems. Like, now, my son takes care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're having problems, like, there'll be days I'm at the doctor's office with him, and it's time for him to clock in. And they tell him he's not allowed to clock in at the doctor's office because he has to come to my house to clock in.
Correct. So usually what we recommend, because I know it's a bit difficult when it comes, because, you know, you have your doctor's appointment, we got to get it done. I totally get it. What we usually recommend is that, let's say, for example, ahead of time, if you know the appointments, you can always let the coordinator know and they can adjust it. So that way, when he's in the home with you, like picking you up, he can clock in. Let's say, for example, he's there at 10 usually, but your appointment is at 10, so he'll be there like at 8. So then you let the coordinator know, hey, Tom, I'm just giving out names, but hey, Tom, I have an appointment on Wednesday, so if you can switch the schedule from this time to this time so that there's no issues with clocking in and out. And also, obviously, you know, everybody's human, people forget. So if there's a day, you know, I won't say always, but obviously if there is moments that, you know, you guys forget, it shouldn't be a problem for them to send a timesheet just for the time because he wasn't able to clock in at the home or whatever it is, or he can clock in and they can always fix the time. So it shouldn't be an issue at all.
Okay,
as long as that
right.
They're aware that you're an adopted woman. Because I know, it's life is lifing. So sometimes, you know, people forget. And that's the last
right.
thing someone has in mind. You want to make sure you get to your appointment. So, you know, if things like that happen, I'm pretty sure there shouldn't be an issue. You just let the coordinator know, I was an appointment. You know, unfortunately, I forgot to inform you guys. But he was with me. As long as you're able to confirm that he is with you and he was able to assist you, I don't think it should be a
right.
problem.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
right.
you know,
that's that's the issue I had, because, like you said, he usually clocks in around 9:30, but my appointments are in the city, and I got to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, and it's like, he's like, Dad, I have to go home and clock in. It's like, it don't make no sense to me.
No. Does he pick you up before going to the appointment, or he meets you at the doctor's office?
No, he meets me at the doctor's appointment.
Got it.
Since it's so early, because I Uber everywhere I go.
Okay.
And that's starting to, like, become a pain in the ass, too. Excuse my language, but...
No, 100%. No worries.
That's just the way I get around.
Got it.
It's either him or Uber.
Got it. So, I mean, what
you know?
I would suggest is, what I would say is, on the days, let's say, if he goes and he meets you at the doctor's office... Just have him clock in, or rather, you guys can inform the coordinator and let him know, listen, you know, he wasn't able to meet me at the home, but he's with me now at the doctor's appointment. And they can give him a timesheet for that day. On the days that he's able to meet you at the home, then obviously he can clock in. And like I said, it'll show up in our system. So even if it's not on the right schedule, it'll show he clocked in at this time. So they should be able to adjust the visit so that way he's able to get paid, or they see, okay, he was there from 8 and then he finished that, let's say 2, for example, but at least they have that there and it's documented. I don't think it should be an issue at all. Because, you know, like I said, things happen. I know I won't say it should be a constant thing that, you know, it may eventually be like, okay, well, X, Y, Z. But if, you know, once or twice he forgets, whatever, I don't think it should be such a big of a deal. And especially if he's with you and you're confirming that he's with you, I don't think that should be a problem.
Okay. All right.
Because the point is you're supposed to get your services.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. I have what they call chronic high syndrome or whatever the hell that is. My blood pressure, like, it goes crazy on days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I have to be hospitalized, and my son is with me. You know, and he has to clock in and clock out, and that's the only thing I'm worried about.
So the thing is, like, if you're in the hospital, technically speaking, he can't clock in and out. That's across the board. Yeah, so that, because what it is that since you're not home and you have the doctors and the nurses there taking care of you, technically speaking, that's like a double billing. So you have someone there with you 24/7. So for those things, he won't be able to clock in and out. But
I understand about the, you know, him being at the hospital with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like I said, just certain days on appointments, like, if I feel like my blood pressure is going up, he has to take me to either to like a, I don't know, what do you call them, like the express medical things?
Oh, like an urgent care.
Yeah, that's it. Either that or, you know, he takes me to the emergency room. So
as long as you're not admitted.
That's, I just wanted to make sure about that part.
Yeah, yeah. So how it works is that once you get admitted, then that's a different story, because you're admitted, you're going to stay at the hospital. But if he goes with you to the ER and he's just there with you, because technically you can say it's like a doctor visit, he should be fine. There shouldn't be any issues at all.
Okay, all right. Cool.
Because
there's days that, like, I'm sorry for taking up your time.
No, don't worry.
But there's days, like, I'll go see my doctor and he'll send me right to the ER. Because he'll send me to the ER or he'll have an ambulance come to the doctor's office and pick me up, which is a pain in the goddamn ass. But
yeah. No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure on all them points. I just wanted to. But so far, you guys sound better than the other places that I've called. So.
Oh no, yeah, no. But I mean, you know what it is because Pennsylvania is very strict with their clocking in and out and all that stuff, which again is 110% understandable. But again, we're all humans, things happen. So I know if it's a constant thing, yes, obviously it will become an issue. But if, you know, you guys forget or whatever the case may be, and again, like I said, you can always call ahead of time and just fix the, let's say for example, if you know, let's say you have an appointment on Thursday and you know that he's not going to meet you at the home, you can always let them know, listen, he's going to meet me at the doctor's office, so he's going to clock in and out or whatever it is, or they'll send you a timesheet, but I'll confirm that he's with me. As long as he's with you, and again, if it's not something super constant, then I don't see that being a problem. And of course, like again, we forget. So if you let them know, or you let them know after, listen, I forgot, but, and you're at the doctor's office waiting or on your way home, you can always call and let them know, listen, he's with me. You can send them a timesheet, or if you can fix the time from this time to this time, so that way there's no issue. I don't see that being a problem.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. No, of course.
Okay, so let me get everything straightened out with Chelsea from Keystone first.
Sure. Do you want us to reach out to your son to start so he can submit the documents?
Right now, well, like I said, I'm just looking around right now because my son don't know about this.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
I appreciate it.
No, of course. So just let us know if you want. I can have someone, just if you want us to reach out to you tomorrow to just reconfirm. And we'll obviously put everything on hold. We won't reach out to Chelsea. We won't reach out to him until you give us the okay. And then we can go from there.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. Somebody can give me a call tomorrow.
perfect. So I'll have the coordinator. Her name is Dina. She's going to give you a call tomorrow just to reconfirm how we're going to go and proceed, and then we go from there.
Okay. All right, cool.
Awesome. All right, Mr. Frank. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Of course. No problem. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.